It is 5:05 and a special news update here on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN. Keeping you up to date on the Tyee Ridge complex of fires, Lieutenant Brad Odell with the Douglas County Sheriff's Office out at the command post in Umpqua. And Brad, what's our status right now? I know there's been some additional evacuation notice areas out.
Yeah, there are, Kyle. We still have the level 3 evacuation, so that's the go notice for those residents that live out in the 11,000 block of Hubbard Creek down to Millwood Lane. That includes all homes between those two points. So level 3 go, again, is, you know, we are recommending that you leave your residence at this point in time because there's significant danger to your home based on information we're getting from fire officials. That's the 11,000 block of Hubbard Creek down to Millwood, and then including all homes in between there. We still have the level 2 be set evacuation notices in place for Hubbard Creek Road at Millwood Lane down to Melqua. Again, all of the homes that take off on side roads in between those two points, those are in a level 2. And then we have 3 residents on Briarwood. So all of the homes on Briarwood Lane are also in a level 2 at this point in time, as well as all homes on Lighthouse Road. That was a change around 3 o'clock this afternoon that we instituted the level 2 for the homes on Lighthouse Road. And what I'm being told by fire officials is that's because the fires within the complex at what they're calling Lighthouse Number 4 and Lighthouse Number 3 are challenging firefighters at this point in time. And so out of an abundance of caution, we wanted to advise those residents that they are now in a level 2 be set.
And having just been out there in the area in the past hour, I can attest to just how many fire crews are coming in from all over the place. I know there was a briefing with a number of them over at Fremont Middle School earlier today, but even in this past hour, coming from all directions out there. So it seems like this is getting to be a bigger effort and more folks being brought in to help.
Yeah, so DFPA has brought in an incident management team, and that team has been briefed up and will be assuming command this evening of the complex.
Now, let's talk about from the law enforcement side here, what people need to know if they are in that level 2 area. A lot of folks out there have land, animals, things like that, and are probably concerned not just with their own safety, but their animals as well. What's the option there?
Yeah, so there are resources for those that have been asked to leave their homes. First of all, the sheriff has made a commitment to the community that if you are asked to leave your home, that we will provide 24/7 patrols until which time that that evacuation notice is lifted. So again, we don't force people to leave their homes, but we want people to heed the warnings and heed the advice, and just know that if you do leave, we will have deputies that will be patrolling this area. And that's also a warning to those that want to try to take advantage of this situation. Don't try it, because we're out there and we will be looking for suspicious vehicles and people trying to take advantage of that. So the first thing that I'm wanting to assure people is that we will be watching your property. We have deputies that are doing that. Second thing is there is a Red Cross shelter that is set up at the Oakland Elementary School. So if anyone is displaced and needs a place to go, they can go to the Oakland Elementary School and find resources that are being provided by the American Red Cross. Specifically regarding animal sheltering, we're asking people to contact the animal control office by dialing 541-662-9322. And we're asking that you coordinate placement and evacuation assistance if needed through our animal control division. There are places for individuals to take large animals and livestock. That would be at the Douglas County Fairgrounds or the Sutherland Rodeo Grounds. There have been facilities that have been established there and are available to residents who need temporary housing for their large animals or livestock. And then our partners at Saving Grace Pet Adoption Center also are assisting with lodging of companion animals, so dogs, cats, and the like. You can coordinate, again, through the Animal Control Division to take pets to those locations if you need to.
Now, one of the things that happens in an area like this, and I'm not often up out in the Umpqua area, but one of the things that was very obvious when I was there about an hour ago is there are very few ways to get from point A to B, which makes, first of all, these evacuation notices even more important. People that live out there know that, but just to provide a sense for folks in general, there are some people with very limited options if they need to get out quickly.
Yeah, and that's again, part of the decision-making in the placement of some of these evacuation notices. We have had search and rescue volunteers and deputies making contact with the residents in the area. And we strongly encourage that they heed the warning of the fire evacuation notices. This is, again, this is not an easy decision for the sheriff to make, but it is one that is made in necessity out of public safety concern. And we make this decision with the full knowledge of the fire teams and what they're telling us that the fire is doing. And so as you highlighted, there are some homes and some places where it's one way in and one way out, and that really needs to be taken into consideration by the property owner and those that are in those areas about what happens if my primary way out is blocked. And, you know, is it a good idea to stay or is it a better idea to relocate somewhere for now?
You have on your website, on the Sheriff's Office website, a wildfire information map that makes it pretty specific about the evacuations, because I know a lot of times people that maybe don't live that far out, rumors get started, whatever. Somebody last night told me the fire was close to Sevelin. To help kind of stop that and provide the most accurate information, talk about that map.
Yeah, so it's a fantastic resource. We do this in coordination with the Emergency Management Division and the county's GIS division, where we have created an interactive map where folks can go to the website and type in their address or a specific address and really get information about, am I in an evacuation level? And if so, what level am I? And so oftentimes we get, the community members reaching out and saying, I live in Idyllwild Park, or I live in Melrose. Am I in any danger? And the best thing for those people to do is to go to this website, type in your address, and it will tell you specifically whether or not your home is under any type of evacuation level. And you can find that on our website at www.dcso.com/evacuations.
Lieutenant Brad O'Dell of the Sheriff's Office with us. Anything else you want to share with the public at this point?
Yeah, so just a couple of other things that I'd like to highlight is the fact that there is a road closure in place now on Hubbard Creek Road at Millwood. So the road is closed at Hubbard Creek and Millwood. We have really seen an influx in vehicle traffic and individuals that are coming out to see if they can take a look at the fire or see what's happening. And we're really asking folks not to do that and to avoid unnecessary travel in the area, because there's an increase in fighter activity. We have a lot of additional vehicular traffic here, and it's really complicating things. So again, the road is closed at Melqua and Millwood. At Hubbard Creek and Millwood. And we ask that people don't travel to the area unless it's absolutely necessary. The other thing that I've been asked a lot about is information regarding the fire itself. And the there has been a Facebook page that has been set up specifically for the Tyee Ridge Complex fire. So you can find that on Facebook. They're sharing information about the fire. And I know within the next several hours, additional information will be posted there as well. You can always go to the Facebook page for the Sheriff's Office, the county government, and DFPA, because we'll all be sharing that same information as well. But fire-specific information, really look at that Tyee Ridge Complex Facebook page.
All right, Lieutenant.
And the last thing.
Yeah, go ahead.
The last thing that I would really like to point out is the county has a phenomenal tool called Douglas County Citizen Alert. And this is a place where people can go and sign up for emergency alerts. And I'm not talking specifically about people here in the affected area. I'm talking throughout the county. This is a great tool, and it's only as good as the information that we have. And so I encourage people to go to dcso.com/alerts. Again, that's dcso.com/alerts. And register for emergency notifications. You can register to receive alerts through email, text. You can get those on your cell phone through a phone call. Oftentimes, what we're seeing is that people don't have home phone numbers anymore, or they're not utilizing their landlines as much, and they're relying on cell phone. This gives us a way to reach people in a large number of people very quickly. And so I really encourage people to do that. So again, dcso.com/alerts, and then that interactive map is www.dcso.com/evacuations.
All right, Lieutenant Brad O'Dell from the Sheriff's Office. A lot of good information for listeners who jumped in and happened to tune in midstream. We're going to post this interview as a special podcast momentarily at 541radio.com. That'll be linked to our app and our KQAN Facebook page, so you can access it that way. Listen back to the entire segment that we're recording and doing live here in the 5 o'clock hour on Saturday. All right, Lieutenant Brad O'Dell of the Sheriff's Office, thanks for being on with us.
Thanks for having me, Kyle.